I did my 2 years and got my master's in 1957. And I went right to Columbia University to get my doctorate in September of 57. I found out there was an elementary school principalship at Wheelis Air Force Base in Tripoli, Libya. And I'd gotten the school opened and got all the teachers squared away and all that. Well, we were on a roll. But I went into Tripoli and I came back and I was just going through Sokol Juma, and they had a big stadium there where the sheiks would bring their Arabic horses in and race them and so on. The back of the stadium was right up to the edge of the road. And on the other side, there were villas with big high walls. And I'm entering almost like a tunnel. You know, got the stadium on one side and the big houses on the other side. And I was about halfway through it, and all of a sudden, a bus backed out from the villas and right up against the back of the stadium, and I couldn't go anyplace. And then all I remember is seeing bodies, people running, never coming towards my car. And they pulled me out of the car, and then they proceeded to throw rocks and broken glass. They stretched my, guys stretched my arms out, spread eagle up against the side of the car. And they shoved a stick in my mouth and cut my tongue in half. So that was bleeding pretty profusely. Then my eyes went shut because the rocks were hitting me and just kind of like pass out. And I'd fall down on the ground and they'd pick me back up. A voice in very broken English said to me, "Stay on the ground, the police are coming." Well,
U.S. military police.
U.S. military.
Right.
Yeah, the Air Force, actually. And I couldn't see anything, of course, but they got me into the base. The last thing I remember saying was wife and kids in transient hotel, and I passed out, and I was unconscious for almost 3 days. So they airlifted me to Wiesbaden, Germany. They brought a full colonel in from England, doctor, and they patched me up. I had to take my passport along so they'd make my face look something like I used to look like. And the CIA was investigating. And so one night a CIA guy came into my room. The night before I got beaten up, they had a rally in Sokol Juma. And they gave people bags of rice to come into the rally. And they got the crowd chanting, "One dead American, one dead American." And the CIA guy said, "Well, we found out it was an 18-year-old rebel. And this guy's name was Muammar Gaddafi. He was 18 years old. And he was that influential already in getting people to go against King Idris."
Well, how precious was a bag of rice to those people?
Starvation was just unbelievable around there. The next experience I had with the military was I was the Child Development Program Administrator for the Fallon Naval Air Station. So that would be my fourth experience with military. So I had been in the Army, I'd been in the National Guard, I had been a principal of an Air Force school. And now I was head of the child development program for a Navy base. So, and then I came to where we live now, and I taught at Doniana Community College for 14 years. I taught a human development and behavior class that was required for nursing students. And so I can't go in any doctor's office or hospital.
Emergency rooms.
Yeah.
without
knowing, well, hello there, you know. But my funniest story about knowing people, I went in for a colonoscopy. So here you are. Okay, roll over on your side. So I'm doing that. And then I feel
really
a
good
slap on my butt. And this voice says, "You didn't look like this in class."
Oh, lovely.
Which one of my ex-students.
Nice. It's a small town,
oh,
I tell you.
Oh, my God.
What.
The poor doctor almost dropped the scope. He's laughing so hard.